Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on Ultimate Days. This is what we came here for. In this track, we're diving deep into the Ultimate Days system. This is what we've really been setting up all along. In the first track in introducing these topics, we talked about why I had built this approach in this way, and why it really matters to not just have a series of good ideas about getting your mind right or getting energized or focused and taking actions, but a highly systematic approach, end to end, from the moment you open your eyes in the AM till you close them at night, for living your ultimate days. As we go deeper into the system, you'll see this isn't a schedule or about how specifically you get things done during the day. We go deeper into these ideas in the next track, in the system for unleashing your time, which includes developing a daily output for yourself. But here in this track, in the Ultimate Day system, we're focused on something bigger, which is, how do you live your ultimate day? From the moment you open your eyes in the AM till you close them at night, no matter what you are doing today, how do you manage your mind and actions for living your ultimate day? And it's really important here to emphasize again, the purpose of the Ultimate Day system isn't so that you can crank through your day and have your most productive day. It's so that you can manage your energy, your thoughts, and your actions for living your absolute best day. See, how many people are so productive, cranking through their days, getting a lot done, they're really successful, but the quality of their days is so-so. They wake up in the morning stressed, thinking ahead, never present, worried about what they need to get done today. They reach the end of the day feeling like, oh, I really got it done today, thinking ahead to the next day, the next week, the next year. Gotta get it done, gotta get there. When do they ever live their ultimate days? And they're the lucky ones. So many people wake up and live their lives that way, but they're not successful. They're not winning. They're not productive. Instead, their lives are constantly lived perpetually trying to get there so they can just feel good. And the ultimate day system is, no matter where you are in your life, no matter what you're doing today, how do you make this your ultimate day? Because you're highly skilled in your mind, highly skilled at the way you manage your energy, and highly skilled at getting yourself focused on what matters, taking your best actions today that create your best future. As we covered in the last track, this is a transformation that has massively happened for me. Not just back to the old days of Wall Street where I live much the way, but back to when I started this, in phase one being stuck in my work, learning about the Getting There program, learning how you can feel amazing at will, to phase two where I was really learning these skills, phase three, the higher level topics we talked about, like energy and taking back your power. And this ultimate day system has been so transformational for me, to feeling more and more amazing every day, to being more productive every day, to doing the hardest things that I've ever done in my life and making it feel more and more effortless. As we've talked about, this system for me is about better and better driving my work in the world. It's how I optimize my days for feeling my best and taking my best actions. But the ultimate day system isn't about me or my priorities or my life. It's about you, your priorities, your ultimate days, your ultimate life. So as we keep going deeper into the ultimate day system, let's revisit where we left off in track one with the four questions. Why do ultimate days matter to you? What are your priorities for your ultimate days? What's your ultimate day's philosophy? And how are you going to measure your ultimate days? Maybe you wrote some stuff down in the workbook on these questions. Maybe you just have it in mind. However you've done it, really see that the purpose of this track is not to talk about ultimate days in theory, but to help you by the end of this track to have a much clearer idea of how your ultimate days look. So that today, tomorrow, you can already be living more of your ultimate days. Now let's talk about how the ultimate day system is organized. There are three phases to your day. The pre-production phase, the production phase, and the post-production phase. And these phases are then broken down into blocks. And the notion of blocks mirrors what you'll see in the next track as we go deeper into the system for unleashing your time, specifically how you organize your day. So rather than seeing it as a schedule, what you see in that system, and also in this ultimate day system, is breaking down your day into a series of blocks. And I organize this in 2-hour blocks. So in this way, you can simply conceptualize an 8-hour day as 4 2-hour blocks of time. Now, this doesn't mean that you actually operate your day this way. Your day is going to operate according to your schedule. But this is a simple way of imagining, say in the morning, you've got a 2-hour block, 8 till 10, that gets you started. And then a block before lunch of 10 till 12. And similarly, 2 blocks of time in the afternoon. Now, as I said, this isn't a schedule. It doesn't mean that you block out 2 hours at each time. And in fact, I work to much shorter blocks. I tend to work to 33-minute blocks. And so just think of the blocks of time as more conceptual. And when we get to the system for unleashing your time, you choose how many blocks you work to and how long they are every day. And the reason I lay it up this way is because as we get deeper into this track, you'll see that the ultimate day system also relies on this same notion of blocks. So let's talk more specifically about the three phases and the blocks that we're going to be covering. The first phase is the pre-production phase. This is everything you do from the moment you open your eyes until you start your quote-unquote work for the day. And I say quote-unquote because, say you're a stay-at-home mom, the same approach still applies. You may not be going to work, but what is the meat of your day? What are you focused on today? What are you getting done today? And so this pre-production phase is everything you do in setting up for the meat of your day. And in this phase, we're talking about 2 blocks, your waking routine and your AM routine. The second block is the production phase. This is how you optimize your day for how you think, feel, and take in your best actions. Here we're going to cover 3 blocks. Block 1 is getting started. So this is an example of what might be a really short block. Block 2 are your AM blocks. And you might think of these as 2 2-hour blocks that we're just bringing together for the purpose of this ultimate day system. And then the third block we're going to be talking about are your afternoon blocks. Again, that might be 2 2-hour blocks. Or for you, it might be 8 30-minute blocks. But the amount of time doesn't matter. What matters in these blocks is that we're covering conceptually, how do you best manage your energy, your mind, and your actions for your ultimate day? The third phase is the post-production phase. This is what you might call nighttime. And if you have a job where you actually finish, this would be after work. So what are your ultimate nights about? How do you reset from your days? And here we're going to talk about 3 blocks as well. The first is, how do you close out your day? Again, this might be a really short block of time, but it's still a block conceptually in terms of the activity you want to take during that. Block 2 is your ultimate night. What are your nights about? How do you get your thinking, feeling, and actions aligned? And then block 3 is right before bed. That's your pre-bed routine. So what do you do right before bed to set up tomorrow as your ultimate day? As we work through these phases and blocks, we're going to talk about some of the stuff that matters in here, and then I'm also going to share with you one or two tools, things that you can specifically do for optimizing these blocks and phases. You'll note there's lots of different tools that you might use for the sorts of topics that we're going to talk about, and I'm just sharing with you an example. And what I suggest is, as we're going through this, that you really test it for yourself. You think about, well, what would you want in that block of time? What is your existing routine? What might you change? How might you make it better? And again, use this to develop a more specific approach for your ultimate days. You'll see in the workbook space to fill out some ideas on these topics, and I really do encourage you to use it so that you get to the end of this track having not just heard a lot of ideas, but that you've actually done some work so that you can right now put it to work in living your ultimate days. All right, so let's dive into phase one, the pre-production phase. There are two blocks that we're going to be covering here. What you do as soon as you wake up, your waking routine, and then your AM routine. But before we get to this, there are two other big ideas that I'm going to use this pre-production phase to set up. The first is the notion that your day begins at night, meaning the night before. And then the second are topics that relate to energy. Technically, these are ideas that flow all the way through the day, but they're really important to get right in the AM. And so we're going to use this pre-production phase to lay out some of these topics. So let's talk about this notion that your days begin the night before. See, we all get this, don't we? That if you don't sleep well, or you don't get enough sleep, or you go to bed having had a bunch of drinks, obviously you're not going to wake up as fresh and bounce into your day as you might otherwise. Getting the right amount of sleep and the right quality sleep is obviously important to living your ultimate days. And this comes back to the notion of the restore cycle. Sleeping at night is part of restoring your energy for how you're using it during the day. And the restore cycle also works during the day. So after you come out of a block of time where you've been deeply absorbed, you want to find a way to restore your energy, to step back, to shake it off, before you dive back in again. But how we go to sleep and getting the right amount of sleep is also only part of living our ultimate days, a factor that has a huge bearing on our ability to get to sleep and how we wake up the next morning is how we are thinking at nights. See, if you go to bed worried, anxious, fearful, thinking about all the things that you've got to get done tomorrow, of course you won't sleep well. This is why too many people are addicted to booze and sleeping pills, just as a way to shut that mind down for the night. But how we're thinking right before we go to bed is also a great opportunity, which we'll talk about in the final block in this track, the pre-bed routine, for you to program your day tomorrow. Michael Phelps, before he'd go to bed at night as a kid, used to in his mind watch a mental movie of his perfect swim. So while he slept and dreamt at night, those ideas would just keep filtering in his mind. And he'd then wake up with more focus to hit the pool and put in his perfect swim. And you can condition your ultimate day the same way. And so, whereas it's obvious that there are things we can do at night that make it harder for us to get up and live our ultimate day, there's also things we can do that optimize our mind, preparing us to wake up, bounce out of bed and dive into our day. So while we don't have a lot of time to cover these sorts of topics in this track, the key point I want to leave you with here is that your ultimate day begins at night, and the best way to get your ultimate day started is by ending with your ultimate nights. Now let's spend a little bit of time on this second setup topic, which is the topic of energy. And as you'll recall in the last track, this was the last topic that we covered in phase 3 in the higher level learnings, which is to see that really we're not talking about time here, are we? We're talking about energy, how you build energy throughout your day, and then how you deplete it. And we can think about energy on a number of levels. At a basic level, it's about physical energy, having the energy to wake up and get through your day. A different level of energy is emotional energy, where ideally you're cultivating high emotional energy, stuff like confidence and charisma and enthusiasm. And then an even higher level of energy we talked about earlier, the woo-woo topics, universal energy, spiritual energy. When a human dies, their eyes go blank, don't they? Like that energy has left their body. What is that? What is the notion of the soul? What is consciousness? What is the energetic nature of our reality? These are fascinating topics, but we're not going to talk about them here. Instead, we're talking about physical energy, and in some ways how that physical energy then translates into your emotional energy. And energy in this context really does measure the quality of your day. But when you got great physical energy, how do you feel? Awake, alert, energized. And great emotional energy. The way we feel it when someone really enthusiastic walks into a room. It's no secret that high emotional energy and high physical energy is core to success. The more physical energy you can put into your goals, the more emotional energy you can resonate, the more likely you are to get things done and get them done well. But here in this ultimate day system, we're also just talking about what allows you to live your absolute best day. Who wouldn't want to wake up with more energy and power into their day? Come home at night feeling like you're still energized. Who wouldn't want to be running around all day with great emotional energy, just right in that zone? And so for lots of reasons, engineering your ultimate day comes down to engineering the way that you build and burn energy. Right? Like for instance, we all know that if you have a heavy lunch, how do you feel? How much energy do you have in the afternoon? Are you less positive? Less optimistic? You know that choice is likely to diminish your energy and ultimately your performance. And the same is true with the choices you make all day, every day. So in this way, part of the ultimate day is monitoring your energy and monitoring the choices you're making and continually making the best choices. In track 5, I'll talk about 2 tools for doing this, the monitor and the thermometer. But for our purposes here, it's just about bringing more awareness to these choices. What are those things that ultimately build more energy for you? And what depletes your energy? We're not just talking about nutrition or sleep, but how every second you're using your body and mind. For instance, one thing that we're never taught is how much energy is consumed by thinking. Right, that thinking machine that sits between your ears is like a car that's constantly sitting in idle. Or if you're like many of us, revving up the engine. And it's said that an hour of thinking is the equivalent to 10 minutes of kickboxing. And I mean real kickboxing here, in the ring with a pro. So just letting that mind run all day, every day is burning a lot of energy. And also likely burning a lot of emotional energy because of its negativity bias, cycling its mostly negative, mostly redundant thoughts every day. As we've been covering, this is a super deep topic, but for our purposes here, let's just talk about 3 basic categories of an energy management system. The first is restoring energy. Here we're really talking about sleep. 2 is the way that you build energy. And given we're in the pre-production phase, we're particularly focused on how you build energy in the AM. 3, how do you keep fueling the machine right? So you build energy and deplete it in the right ways. On topic 1, restoring energy. I am talking principally about sleep, but there's other ways to recover energy through the day as well. Ways that you keep it more in idle, maybe from meditation or ice baths for shocking the system into energizing. But ultimately, what we're really talking about here is sleep. And we touched on this already, and I don't have a lot to add. All I would say is, it is very, very, very important that you figure out what the right amount of sleep is for you, and that you train yourself to get it. See, many of us struggle to go to bed in the right way so that we can actually get the right amount of sleep. And the truth is, I'm not a good person to ask on this topic, because I've never had a problem with sleep. I don't go to bed at the same time every night. I don't wake up with an alarm clock. I set my time in my head for about 6.5 to 7 hours sleep. And so it all depends on when I go to bed, when I get up. Often I'll cut that short and sleep less, but I really target the right amount of sleep. And you want to figure out the right amount of sleep for you and how you optimize getting to sleep and the quality of sleep that you get. See, we know, it's a fact, too little sleep will kill you. And too much sleep will kill your life as well. So the goal is to really optimize your sleep depending on what you need. And also to train yourself to go to bed in the right ways so you can get the highest quality sleep. The second set of topics in this energy management system are the ways that you build energy, and particularly in the AM. And we'll talk more a little bit on the waking routine and the AM routine, where I'll introduce you to fancy tools like the BSG, the bouncy, smiley, giggly, for getting energized in the morning. But here I just want to share with you 3 ideas. And these particularly matter to getting energized in the AM, but they're also incredibly powerful for building more energy throughout the day. 1, proper breathing. In the AM, in particular, you want to oxygenate the body. A good technique is to, for 5 minutes, just stand there and deep breathe, using a technique like box breathing. Ideally, if you live somewhere where there's fresh air, like when I lived in Vail, Colorado, I would stand on the balcony in the AM and just suck in air for 5 minutes. That cold, fresh air easily energizing the body. Yet no matter what it comes to, as soon as you wake, just starting to take those deep breaths quickly oxygenates the body and restores energy. And something to note here is that some diseases of thinking like anxiety can often just be tracked back to shallow breathing. Right, the body's breathing shallow, you start to get anxious, when instead if you just take big, deep, slow breaths, you can quickly restore your mental state of mind. The second way to energize in the morning is really basic as well, but it's backed up by science, which is to start hydrating. To keep a large glass of water next to your bed, or to walk to the kitchen and just take a big gulp of water, what you notice is that the body's been in slumber. So you're hydrating with water. You're starting to breathe. You're just getting oxygen moving around the system. It seems really basic. When you think about it, that's all us human machines are. Fuel in, energy out, like a car. How you fuel a car and how you deplete energy is very basic. Yet for us human machines, it's not always easy to remember to do these basic things that make a big difference. And the third one, this is a big one throughout the day, and particularly part of my AM routine as well, and it's backed up by science, is smiling. There are literally study after study after study that prove just by smiling, you feel happier, you feel better. And what do I mean by feel better? You energize yourself from low vibrational states, You elevate your energy to a higher energy just through smiling. And we talked about this a bit in track two. Why? Because the cause and effect is wrong. Right? We think that you smile because something good happens, yet when you smile, you feel like something good just happened. And so you see, these three things are very basic. Smiling, breathing, drinking water. Yet it's the basics that add up to a great way to start your day and also to continue doing throughout your day. The third category here in the energy management system is your fueling system. Or said differently, food. And you get a sense for where I'm coming from on this. See, I see food as fuel. And this doesn't mean that food isn't meant to be enjoyed, but it's not how I bias it. I bias what I put into my body based on what's going to be my best fueling. And there's four topics here: food, liquids, stimulants, and other supplements. I will preface this by saying I'm not a nutritionalist, and I'm not offering medical advice here. What I'm really suggesting is when it comes to all of these topics, you figure out what makes the most sense for you to identify what's the best way to fuel your body. When it comes to food, as we talked about, we all know if you have a heavy lunch, you're likely to be less agile in the afternoon. What about how you fuel yourself in the morning? What really gets your day started right? And all the way throughout the day, you're making these choices, not just based on what the body feels like, but what you decide is the right choice for you. Personally, having experimented with this stuff over many years, I eat mostly vegan, mostly liquid, often raw. And these are the choices that work best for me. And again, I just encourage you to play around with what you eat and figure out what builds your best ultimate days. Two, liquids. See, I'm lucky here that basically for 20 years, I haven't drank much more than water or iced tea. I've never been into sodas or juices or any other stuff that I perceive to be, you know, particularly useless to the body. And instead, I keep my liquids very, very simple. At different points in time, I played around with electrolytes and other types of liquids. But these days, I'm focused more on just hydration with water and some iced tea here and there. Again, I'm no expert on this, but it's pretty obvious that there's very little value in sodas. And I haven't drank alcohol in about 10 years. But again, no judgment here. Figure out what is the right mix for you and optimize the way that you hydrate your machine. The third category is stimulants. And here I'm really just simplifying it down to coffee. And see, one of the things with coffee that many of us don't understand is, does our body really want it? Or has it just become habituated to it? And when I was on Wall Street, as I talked about earlier, I was sucking down a lot of coffee just to get through the day. Yet in leaving Wall Street, this was one of the things that I cut out. Because I wanted to see how your body responds when you give up coffee. And what I've discovered is that you will never miss it. That it's mostly placebo. That even if there is some type of rush from coffee, it's a short-term fix. And personally, what I've found is that stopping drinking coffee habitually means that I can enjoy a coffee every now and then because I want to drink it versus using it as a way to fuel the body. And this comes back to the notion we talked about in the higher level topics in track two of taking back your power. If you think that coffee is the source of your energy, then you're giving over your power to Starbucks. You're saying your energy is dependent on someone else's coffee in your hand. Yet it's false. Imagine you're sitting around all tired, feeling like, oh, I just got to get a coffee. And then an axe murderer bursts through the door. Don't you think your body would find tons of energy? See, and that's the point. All the energy is created in the body anyways. and taking back our power is training ourselves to access it at our will. And I'm not suggesting that you go cold turkey. An easy way to play around with this is if you used to drink your coffee at, say, 8 a.m, try just deferring it by an hour. If you were used to getting one in the afternoon, start playing around with some of the tools we're going to talk about in a bit. The BSG. Bounce, smile, giggle, put a smile on your face and notice that you get more energized. Or one of the tools we'll talk about, the cure. Pump your arms in the air, get fired up. You'll find this energy is already inside of you. The fourth topic here in fueling are supplements. And again, I'm no expert on this and I suggest that you do your own research. But I'm really big on superfoods. See, my diet looks a lot like liquid, raw, and superfoods. Stuff like maca or spirulina or green juices. And call it 20 different types of vitamins or pills or vitamin C or E or D and calcium, antioxidants, a whole bunch of stuff. Now, I don't know if this stuff is good for you. I don't know if it has any real benefit. I can share with you, though, that I don't remember the last time I got sick. I don't remember having a cold. I don't remember having the flu. And I'm not saying that the way that I eat and hydrate the body makes a difference. But it seems to me that I've found a formula that works well for me, that gives me the right energy for living my ultimate days. So what's the right way of you fueling yourself? The fourth topic I have for you here in this energy management system, I just called other, but these are real meaningful topics, like exercise. This is a very bizarre topic to me, that exercise in our society is a thing, that I gotta go to the gym or gotta do my exercise. We are biomechanical machines, we are built to exercise. And to me, it's absolutely essential that you're using your body in these ways to build energy. And even though exercise depletes energy, it builds more than it depletes. And also provides so many other benefits, like the type of brain chemicals that are stimulated through exercise. Another topic in here to consider are things like ice baths or cold showers. Another thing that I do to finish most of my days is steaming. By taking a steam, I perceive that what I'm doing is flushing the body. So you're drinking a lot of water during the day and then steaming it out at night. With exercise, you're constantly cycling the body, flushing out toxins and flushing water through the body. Again, I'm no medical expert. I don't know if this benefits you, but I know that as part of a way of managing your energy every day, it's worked for me. Now, that's all I'll say on these topics of the energy management system. And even though I'm talking about these in the pre-production phase of your day, and some of them more specifically as it relates to energizing yourself in the AM, these are of course ideas that you carry throughout your day for the way that you build and deplete energy. And I don't know what the right answers are for you, but what I do is strongly encourage you to explore them and continue building the right energy systems for your ultimate days. Okay, so with all that set up, let's dive into the pre-production blocks. Waking and your AM routine. Before we jump into the blocks, let's just talk a little bit about this pre-production phase of your day, which I perceive to be the most important part of your ultimate day. This is because it's really setting you up for a great day. So you know we have those ideas like waking up on the wrong side of the bed. And that notion is basically, if you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, it's justified that you should be dragging your ass around all day. It doesn't make any sense, does it? See, the notion of an ultimate day is, no matter which side of the bed you wake up on, that you have the will and skill to get yourself thinking, feeling, and acting how you choose. And it really does begin at the start of the day. And how many of us start our day ultimate? Waking up giggly, excited, fired up for the day, as we're preparing ourselves during our AM routine How many of us are in a great mental place, getting energized, feeling good about where we're at now, rather than thinking ahead to all the stuff we got to get done today? As I hope I've conveyed to you honestly enough, I'm no permagrin type. Waking up in the morning, bouncing out of bed, oh, it's such a fine day! That's not how I've been. Instead, over the years, I've built and tested many ways of getting my day started ultimate. Even today was a great example. Just like I talked about at the start of track one, today I woke up tired. I worked late last night. I was waking up for another back-to-back day. And so my brain was like, maybe I'll just lay here a little bit longer. But you see, I know it's fake. I know those thoughts are wrong. That the body is just tired, it's just cycling low energy and low quality thoughts because it's been in slumber. And whereas years ago, I might have fallen for those fake signals from the body mind, today I just push go on my AM routine. Wake up, get up. I put the feet on the floor and I get moving. And automatically, what do I start to do? I bounce a little bit. I roll the arms forward. I put a smile on the face. I get walking. I grab a glass of water and start hydrating. I go into the room I call my frequency room and start bouncing and breathing. And before you know it, I feel completely different. This is the point I'm trying to really emphasize in this pre-production phase. No matter how we wake up, we get to choose how we get our day started. And at the start of the day, the body-mind is in a low energy. And so just pumping more energy into it, elevating ourselves with a smile, with paying attention to those we love who are around us, very quickly we change the way that we think and feel and the way that we get started into our day. You'll recall this is the notion of leading with the physical. You're changing the state of the body, which is changing the thoughts in your mind. See, once I've done this, I'm awake. I'm moving, I'm breathing, bouncing a little bit, smiling, hydrating. And now I'm into my AM routine, which is a more deliberate way of preparing for the day. And what we all know is if you can just start right, if you can wake up right, get moving, get focused on your day in the right ways already, you've set yourself up for an ultimate day. All right, so let's talk more specifically about these two blocks, the waking routine and the AM routine. The absolute worst way to wake up is the way that many of us do. And frankly, I did for a number of years. It's to wake up tired, ruin the day, hitting snooze over and over again, falling for those signals in the body-mind machine. I'm tired, just don't feel like it today. Dragging ourselves out of bed, oh, just got to do this, just got to do that. None of us want to start our day that way, yet. It can become quite a habit, can't it? And the absolute best way to break this habit is the very simple rule that I already laid out. Wake up, get up. Literally, if you're awake, it means that the body's awake. Maybe the alarm went off and you have to be awake. Whatever it is, every second that you spend cycling thoughts in low energy, you're already losing for the day. Because those thoughts very rarely serve you. If the thoughts are, oh, I'm so fired up, I'm so excited for my day, would you be laying there? Instead, those thoughts are negative thoughts that are driven by the body being in low energy. And every single thought that you indulge from that place, you're polluting your day. You literally might as well be bathing in shit at the start of your day. Because that's how hard it is to shake that smell. Instead, you want to cut it off as soon as possible. Wake up, get up. Swing your feet to the floor, stand up. Now, I will say, There's also ways to keep getting more sophisticated on this topic as well. As we've talked about, how you wake in the morning has a lot to do with how you go to bed at night. If you're drinking the night before or taking sleeping pills, then you're likely to be more drowsy. There are also fancy alarm clocks that you can get that wake you with a progressive light. Or there are alarms that you can get that wake you at a certain point in your sleep cycle. So there's a lot of sophisticated things you can explore on this topic. Yet, the simple truth is that you want to just get up and get the body moving. Energize it. Elevate it. The very simple but powerful tool that I like to utilize here, as soon as my feet hit the floor, is the BSG. It sounds a little bit wonky, bouncy, smiley, giggly. But you even hear just talking about it, it makes me a little bit giggly. And why wouldn't you want to wake up bouncing into your day, smiling, getting a little bit giggly? And I know this is a little bit childish and a little bit playful, but think about how many of us wake up. Are we bouncing out of bed? Are we smiling? We're giggling about our day? Are we all serious and blah, 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 blah? Here I'm not suggesting that the BSG is the right move for you. I'm thinking of one of the Batman movies where Christian Bale's character drops to the floor and does a bunch of push-ups in the morning. Whatever it takes, there's so many ways for you to just get it moving. I like BSG because for years I've jumped rope. And jumping rope very much triggers that feeling of bouncing, of creating great energy for me. So what really works for you? One of my clients likes to take cold showers. He doesn't need a BSG, he just goes in the shower, turns it on cold, and that wakes him up. So you can see what I'm saying here. That how we think and feel, how we start our day, has everything to do with the way that we're using the body. We talked about the concept of leading with the physical, and these are physical things that change the way you think and feel. Two, this comes back to the simple but powerful idea of the magical triangle. When you wake up, the brain is cycling certain thoughts, which are based on the feelings. And when you change the action, you change the thoughts, you change the feelings. And you get to create this positive spiral for starting your day. All right, once you're waking up, now you're ready for block two, the AM routine. You have probably noticed that I use this phrase a lot, AM. It's a deliberate word choice, in that as often as I can remember, I avoid using the word morning. And that's because I'm deep into the language and how it impacts our brain. And when else do we use the word mourning? When someone dies, right? Now, this might sound silly to some of you, yet the thoughts and the specific words that we are constantly feeding ourselves dictates the quality of our mind and ultimately the quality of our days. And don't many people's days seem to start off like they're mourning? Oh, I don't want to go to work. Now we got that out of the way. I've played around with a lot of different AM routines, including that depressing version where you lay in bed and you get up whining and you fill your head with all the things that suck about your job and you check your email and you get all, I gotta do this and gotta do that. But for years, I've been experimenting with better and better and better versions of it. When I first started to go deep into mental conditioning, I would start my AMs with meditation or hypnosis and really try and calm the mind in the morning. Yet what I found is that what makes the most difference for me starting my day powerfully is getting it moving. And so we've talked about the BSG, which in my current routine then flows into a bouncing or walking or waking trance. And by this I mean a hypnotic recording where I'm conditioning my goals or doing other programming while I'm keeping the body moving. From here, and on the days when I'm working from home, which is many days, I dive straight into my work. Here, once again, I'll say this is my AM routine that works with my ultimate day. Many of you, of course, have kids running around, or a spouse, or you're preparing yourself to get to work. And what matters most at this point is that you're building your AM routine that works for you. Is that getting it moving? Is it finding a space of calm? Is it doing this stuff more actively while you're hanging out with your spouse or hanging out with the kids or getting ready in some way? Whatever it is, what matters most is it's the AM routine that works best for you. There's lots of ways that you might design it. And what you're really focused on is what gets you into those best ways of thinking and feeling and prepares you to take your best actions for the day. That could be a lot of different things. And here's a handful of things that it's likely not. Here's some of the key problems that we face in the AM to starting our ultimate day. First, too often, we have nothing calm or peaceful about our AM. Nothing that sets our day up right. For many of us, it's more like you're lined up on the blocks and someone fires a starting gun that starts your day. And it's like you're off running. We start our days with overwhelm, quickly loading up all those things we must get done today. One of my buddies sees it like waking up with guns pointed in his face. And before he can do anything, he has to clear those guns out of the way. Often we start with anxiety, where your mind is already running ahead of you. A great way to stoke your overwhelm and anxiety in the AM is to keep your phone right by your bed. So first thing you can do when you wake up is check your email and see what you can find in there that scares the crap out of you. Often people are checking email with this sense of dread, like this fear, hoping that nothing is going to blow up their day. Or it's just become such a habit that they feel like that's the first thing that they wake up and do every day. What would you have done 20 years ago without email? It's like the point I made earlier. Before we had cell phones, we never missed them. We never felt compelled to be reachable 24/7. Yet sleeping with our phones by our bed, as one of my former Goldman colleagues used to do, leaving it dinging all night, then he could wake up all night and check email and make sure that he was being responsive. There's so many of these negative patterns that come from keeping our devices by our bed. One of my clients got in the awful, awful habit of waking up and checking Twitter. Oh, filling his mind with other people's brain farts in the morning, overwhelming himself, thinking that any of that mattered to the quality of his day. And the real problem with waking up this way is once you pollute your mind, it's very hard to get rid of the stench all day. Literally, you've woken up, filled your mind with all those things. Those patterns are running in the brain. You've turned on the machine. Now it's going to cycle its 70,000 mostly redundant, mostly negative thoughts all day. I often analogize it to like a racehorse that's been let out of the gates. Once you let it out of the gates and it's halfway down the track, it's very hard to catch it. But instead, if you can start your day off right and never let that brain of yours run down the track, then you're setting yourself up for an ultimate day. Another challenge for some of us is waking up with chaos. Like people with young kids, they may be up half the night dealing with their kids or waking up in the morning to a crying baby. See, and this is a hard one, right? There's very little that you can do about it. But you can absolutely change the way that you perceive it. If it winds up your negativity machine, again, you're letting that horse halfway down the track. And so instead, you want to find different ways of thinking about it. Like this is a time when you can cherish changing diapers. But in all seriousness, This comes back to the idea that the quality of your day is not about what's going on, but how you think about it, like Viktor Frankl in a concentration camp. And so it is what it is. Baby might be crying, there might be other chaos of the day, but you still get to choose how good you are at putting your mind where you want to put it for starting your day. Part of these challenges that we're talking about as well is that these things pull us away from being present in the AM. See, if we're checking email or looking at the misery of the world that's called the news, certainly if you're on those grotesque things called social media, you're getting pulled into these things that are happening elsewhere, at a different point in space and time, instead of being present with where you are. For some people, this might be the main time they get with their kids or their spouse. Yet the day's being polluted by all these other things going on. And if you're not starting your day present, just like that horse that's halfway down the track, it's going to be very hard for you to rein it in when you get to work or you're doing your other things for the day that require you to be focused, to be absorbed in what you're doing, instead of being distracted thinking about things that have no bearing on where you are right now. The solution to these ailments, if you will, is delete. Delete as many of those things that pull you out of the present. Delete those things that fill your AM with shit, like the news and social media and the radio and stuff like email. What sort of routines might you develop that enable you to best manage it? One way to do this is like we talked about with coffee. That maybe you've been in the habit of just checking email because you're in that habit. And what happens if you just defer it? Like a number of my clients have made up new rules to check email when they first get to the office. Now, you may be in a business where it makes sense for you to check it before that, but when does it make sense? And what's driving that behavior? Are you checking email out of fear or anxiety or overwhelm or some sense of wanting to prove to people that you're on email early and being responsive? Or is it truly a high-value task, an important task for you to pull yourself out of having an amazing AM routine into something that you're best dealing with later? Now let's talk about a tool that you can use in the AM for getting your ultimate day started right. There are lots of different ways that we set up our AM. One of my clients takes his kid to school. Another likes to go and work out for an hour in the AM because that's when he feels he gets his best workout in and gets energized for the day. Another gets to the office real early. And so even though we have different setups for our AM, this tool I'm sharing with you, you can be using anytime, anywhere, no matter what you're doing. You might begin doing this as soon as you wake up. You might start it while you're bouncing around. You might start it when you're on the subway or in your car or walking your kid to school. It's called VTF. Visual, thoughts, feelings. Do you hear how basic it is? It's hardly a tool, is it? Yet it really is. When you wake up tomorrow, begin to pay attention to this. What is going on in the visual part of your brain? What pictures are you seeing? What is it imagining? And how do you start to play mental movies that get your day started great? Think about what we talked about with Michael Phelps going to bed at night, watching the movie of his perfect swim. What are you waking up and seeing? What's the movie of your perfect day? Whatever those visual thoughts are in the head, how can you keep choosing better and better ones? What about tea? Thoughts. And it's the same thing. As we'll talk about in track 5, this is where the tool, the monitor, really comes in. See, the monitor is you monitoring your thoughts. Instead of getting caught up in them, thinking about this or that, gotta do this, gotta do that, you are the monitor to that brain. You're just watching those thoughts. paying attention to what's happening in there, and choosing those thoughts that best get your day started. Feelings are exactly the same. And as we've been talking about, the magical triangle, thoughts drive your feelings drive your actions, round and round and round. And so the more you can monitor the feelings in the body and thoughts in the head and choose better ones, the better you're starting your day. Also here, it's worth mentioning, if you're starting with BSG, you're getting it into good feeling. The more you get into good feeling, the more you're going to be in better thoughts. And what I'm suggesting here too, is it's not like you just do this once. This is the beginning of your continuous practices, where you're monitoring the mind, you're monitoring the feelings, and you're making choices about what you're putting in there. Because as we've been talking about all along in this masterclass, this is a definition of your ultimate day. It's not about what's going on. It's about what's going on inside your body mind that determines the quality of your day. Okay, so this brings us to the end of the pre-productive phase, and now we're into the productive phase of the day, or the production phase. Whatever you call it, this is the meat of your day. Right? This is what we've been working towards, yet, as you can see, look how much setup we've done. Because if you can get the first part of your day right, so much of your day flows from here. Whether your day is about hitting the desk or whatever you're doing today, you're setting it up right to just dive into your day. And this is how I've set it up for me. So I want to hit the desk and be rolling, just diving straight into my day, driving my best actions and best results. And what I've learned over building this system over years is that if I can just put my mind into an amazing place, it's so easy for me to dive into those first crucial actions and take amazing actions that then build on an amazing mind, that build on more amazing actions, really building this upward spiral to start your day. But once again, I would say, this isn't about me and my goals. This is about what is your definition of an ultimate day? What are you focused on in the productive hours of your day? It might be like one of my CEO clients who spends a lot of his time selling. He has a rule. As soon as he turns the key to his door, he's asking himself, how is he driving revenue today? And so this becomes the bulk of his focus. It's game on for him when he sits down at the desk. A good friend of mine is a stay-at-home mom. Her productive hours are once she's got her husband out the door and the kids off to school, doing those things that matter to her today. And that day can be incredibly diverse. She's doing very different things every day. Yet it's still the same principle. She wants to hone in on what really matters and feel her best, just absorbed in her ultimate day. So again, I echo the idea that this comes back to what's your day about? What's your definition of your ultimate day? How are you really honing in this productive phase to make it your absolute best day? There's three blocks of time that we're going to be covering here. One, getting started. It's about organizing your mind and actions for the day. Two, we're bringing together the AM blocks. As I talked about earlier, this isn't a schedule for your day. And in the system for unleashing your time we're talking about next, you see these are two separate 2-hour blocks. But really what we're saying here is in the AM, what matters most to your ultimate day? The third block is after lunch, the afternoon blocks. Okay, so this is where we're headed. Let's dive in deeper on side B.